This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. For the first time in U.S. history, a Speaker of the House of Representatives, who is second in the line for a presidential succession, has been removed from office, facing a challenge from his own Republican, Kevin McCarthy, failed to remain Speaker by a vote of 216 to 210.
Although the majority of Republicans voted to keep McCarthy in leadership.
Think long and hard before you plunge us into chaos, because that's where we're headed if we vacate the speakership.
It was the votes of Democrats uniting to remove McCarthy that made the difference.
We are not voting in any way that would help save Speaker McCarthy.
He is not trustworthy, and I think you can see that within his own caucus, but you can certainly see it the way he's treated us and the American people.
U.S. lawmakers will hold elections next week for a new Speaker of the House. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The New York judge presiding over Donald Trump's civil fraud trial imposed a gag order after the former U.S. president disparaged a key court staffer.
The gag order applies to all parties and pertains only to verbal attacks on court staff. It came after Donald Trump recirculated a disparaging social media post about Allison Greenfield, the judge's law clerk, and later took it down. Before the gag order, Trump doubled down on his claim that the lawsuit was a political attack.
It was a rigged deal. Frankly, you saw what was just put out about Schumer and the principal clerk. That is disgraceful.
The post included a photo of Greenfield with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer at a campaign event. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. The Biden administration is taking aim at the fentanyl trafficking threat, announcing a series of indictments and sanctions against Chinese companies and executives blamed for importing the chemicals used to make the deadly drug. Officials Tuesday described the actors, which include charges against eight Chinese companies accused of advertising, manufacturing, and distributing precursor chemicals for synthetic opioids like fentanyl, as the latest effort in their fight against the deadliest overdose crisis in U.S. history. Kenya's president on Tuesday welcomed the U.N. Security Council's resolution to send a Kenya-led multinational armed force to Haiti to help combat violent drugs.
President William Ruto's remarks came hours after Monday's vote at the United Nations, marking the first time in almost 20 years that a force would be deployed to the troubled Caribbean nation, where gang violence has escalated dramatically with killings, kidnappings, and rape.
I am delighted that today the Security Council has directly answered this call with UN Security Resolution 2699 of 2023.
The resolution drafted by the United States and Ecuador authorizes the force to deploy for 1 year with a review after 9 months. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with leaders of allied nations, the European Union and NATO military alliance on Tuesday, reiterating America's support for Ukraine and warning that a drop in support could embolden Russia and cause wider conflict. The call included the leaders of Canada, Germany, Italy, Japan, Poland, Romania, Britain, and France, as well as the heads of NATO, the European Commission, and the European Council, who also discussed Ukraine's economic recovery and food security issues.
As President Biden made clear, we cannot under any circumstances allow America's support for Ukraine to be interrupted. Time is not our friend. We have enough funding authorities to meet Ukraine's battlefield needs for a bit longer. But we need Congress to act to ensure that there is no disruption in our support.
That is White House National Security Correspondent and spokesperson John Kirby. Residents from the fire-stricken Lahaina are petitioning Hawaii's governor to delay his plans to reopen a portion of West Maui to tourism starting this weekend. Many residents say they're still grieving and not ready. Others say that they need to go back to work. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.